Saturday, February the 28th. Pandora has got a little fat horse called Blossom. She feeds it and makes it jump over barrels every morning before school. I know because I hid behind her father's Volvo and then followed her to a field next to the disused railway line. I hid behind a scrap car in the corner of the field and watched her. She looked dead good in her riding stuff. Her chest was wobbling like mad. She will need to wear a bra soon. My heart was beating so loudly in my throat that I felt like a stereo loudspeaker, so I left before she heard me. People complained because the papers were late. I had a Guardian left over in my paper bag, so I took it home to read. It was full of spelling mistakes. It is disgusting when you think of how many people who can spell are out of work. Sunday, March the 1st. Quinquagesima, St. David's Day. I took some sugar to Blossom before I did my paper round. It brought me closer to Pandora somehow. Have strained my back because of carrying all the Sunday supplements. Took the leftover Sunday people home as a present to my mother, but she said it was only fit for lining the dustbin. Got my £2.06 for 6 mornings. It is slave labour. And I have to give Barry Kent half of it. Mr. Cherry said he had a complaint from number 69 Elmtree Avenue that they didn't get a Guardian yesterday. Mr. Cherry sent a Daily Express round with his apologies, but Pandora's father brought it back to the shop and said he would rather go without. Didn't bother reading the papers today. I am fed up with papers. Had chow mein and bean sprouts for Sunday dinner. Mr. Lucas came round when my father had gone to visit Grandma. He was wearing a plastic daffodil in his sports jacket. My spots have completely gone. It must be the early morning air. Monday, March the 2nd. My mother has just come into my room and said she had something awful to tell me. I sat up in bed and put a dead serious expression on my face, just in case she'd got 6 months to live or she'd been caught shoplifting or something. She fiddled with the curtains, dropped cigarette ash all over my Concorde model, and started mumbling on about adult relationships and life being complicated and how she must find herself. She said she was fond of me. Fond! And would hate to hurt me. And then she said that for some women, marriage was like being in prison. Then she went out. Marriage is nothing like being in prison. Women are let out every day to go to the shops and stuff, and quite a lot go to work. I think my mother is being a bit melodramatic. Finished Animal Farm. It is dead symbolic. I cried when Boxer was taken to the vets. From now on, I shall treat pigs with the contempt they deserve. I am boycotting pork of all kinds. Tuesday, March the 3rd. Shrove Tuesday. I gave Barry Kent his protection money today. I don't see how there can be a God. If there was, surely he wouldn't let people like Barry Kent walk about menacing intellectuals. Why are bigger youths unpleasant to smaller youths? Perhaps their brains are easily worn out with all the extra work they have to do making bigger bones and stuff. Or it could be that the big youths have got brain damage because of all the sport they play. Or perhaps big youths just like menacing and fighting. When I go to university, I may study the problem. I will have my thesis published, and I will send a copy to Barry Kent. Perhaps by then he will have learnt to read. My mother had forgotten that today was Pancake Day. I reminded her at 11 p.m. I'm sure she burnt them deliberately. I will be 14 in 1 month's time. Wednesday, March the 4th, Ash Wednesday. Had a nasty shock this morning. Took my empty paper sack back to Mr. Cherry's newsagents and saw Mr. Lucas looking at those magazines on the top shelf. I stood behind the Mills and Boone rack and distinctly saw him choose Big and Bouncy, pay for it, and leave the shop with it hidden inside his coat. Big and Bouncy is extremely indecent. It is full of disgusting pictures. My mother should be informed.